Well, hello everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, as always. Glad to have you joining us this evening. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I am calling you from Redmond, Washington, since I can access you anywhere that I want to in the world. Speaking of access, anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and that's available right after the show finishes. And if you're not online, you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in at 347-838-9142. And also now, if you have a question you want to ask our guest tonight, something, and the number is 347-838-9142, and press the one button on your phone, and Annie, our moderator, will get you in as soon as possible. So be sure and call in. We're going to have a great show tonight, and our special guest tonight is Jackie Boyd. She is a quantum mystic and a spiritual life coach. But I will talk more about Jackie in a minute. But first of all, I do want to tell you about all the network shows that we have on the RBR Network. And, of course, you have me, the Cosmic Contact Show, and that's on Mondays at 6:30. This is all Central Standard Time. The I Am Well Show is at on Tuesdays, p.m. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. Wednesdays is the No Show. It's at 7 p.m., and that is with Reverend McMillan, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30. All these are live shows, or most of them are, I'm sure, hosted by James Renford Powell. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, and he is the owner of the RBR Network. So he's got a lot of good stuff to share, and he always has wonderful guests on his show. The Progressive News Weekly comes on Thursday at 5:30. That's with Daryl Clark, New York, the Searcher's Roadmap Show. Friday, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. The Searchers Roadmap show is at 1 p.m. I didn't say that. Okay. Saturday, Soul Town, the Sound of Music, that comes at 3 o'clock and is hosted from Memphis, Tennessee. The Dream Vision 7 show is Sunday at 3 p.m. So, as you see, we've got a big lineup of shows all week long. So, check them out because they always have some good people on their show, some great guests. And there's going to be someone that you want to listen to, I'm sure. Well, this evening I want to introduce, great show tonight, we have so much fun, because we have Jackie Boyd on our show, and Jackie has been on the show, she's just becoming a regular. We really love having her, and she always has something wonderful to share, and she's always very positive, and she's very open about sharing all her secrets of the universe and how she and we can all help ourselves. Her topic this evening will be about youthing, which is reversing the aging process on an energetic level. So are you ready to learn how to reverse the aging process with a blink of the eye? She says we can do that. Because of her unique ability to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time, Jackie is able to work with ascended masters, angels, spirit guides, white brotherhood. So get ready for a great show and bring Jackie in. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm great. It's a beautiful day here. What's it like back
there? It's 71.
Oh, my gosh, how great. I love it. I think it's got in the 70s today, too. Just nice all day. We're loving it here. But anyway, Jackie, I know you've got a lot of great things to share with us this evening, and we're really happy to have you back again. And we know you're really connected to some wonderful things that are going up there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so I'm just going to let you start by sharing what you want to talk to us about today.
I want to talk today about how things are getting easier.
Okay.
And the energy that's here on the planet now and how it's working with and through us and how to really stop struggling. We don't need to struggle anymore. That's a third dimensional reality, not a fifth dimensional reality. So if, you know, that's one of the best things I ever heard Abraham say through Esther Hicks was that, that if you are struggling upstream, then you're basically out of sync and out of alignment, that nothing you desire is upstream.
Okay.
And upstream thoughts are about how hard it's going to be and how much struggle there's going to be and how, I have to go do this to get over there where I want to be. And if you can relax and start allowing yourself to be in the sync of things or be in alignment with the divine, then you start having downstream thoughts. And as soon as you're able to master that in your life, then while you're in the downstream, that's when your inspiration and your insights and your dots get connected and whatever you're seeking is before you.
Okay. Well, as you were saying this, and I'm thinking about when we were trying to go upstream, and, you know, but I know it's all about resistance. And I think
it is.
The thing is, it is. It's like what we resist persists. I don't know how, but we don't even realize we're resisting. We're thinking this is the normal way to be.
Yes, because we've been programmed to believe that. And that was how it was done in the third dimension. But now we are in the fifth, and the first wave of the fifth dimension, the first wave into the fifth dimension is over September 27th, 2015. So all of us that are in the first wave or the first set of light workers or however you want to say it, those of us that are all super sensitive to energy and have been here working on our missions in and out of body the whole time we've been here, we're multidimensional beings. And all of those things that we needed to get into place for us to be here have been done. Like changing the grid work and changing it from from electromagnetic base into crystalline base, changing your structure from electromagnetic energy and carbon-based energy over to crystal energy. And that's the energy that's in the fifth dimension is the crystalline energy. And when that all gets locked into place by only 10% of the planet has to get it locked into place and work out of it consistently, then that will tip the scales and the fifth dimensional energy will be able to come full force instead of just trickling in as it is now, or that's how it appears to be happening, even though it's not happening that way. So it's like if you're in sync, you're in flow, then you're not in resistance. But if you're struggling to paddle upstream to get to someplace you think you've got to go, that's when you're in resistance. Because all we have here is energy, and energy flows, and you can ride with it or you can choose to ride against it. And riding against it is paddling upstream all the time and thinking that life is hard, it's a struggle, there's not enough, any kind of lack, all of that stuff is upstream thought. And when you go into the flow, and you allow yourself to just work from your feeling part or from your gut intuition, whatever you call it, then you will be in the downstream. Because it's all about working out of your high heart and asking yourself daily or when any situation arises, how does that feel to me in my heart? Does it make my heart sing with joy? or does it make my heart want to shrivel? And if it makes my heart want to sing with joy, then I know that's a downstream, and I am in the flow. Are you getting this, Sam?
Yes, I am getting this, and all I keep thinking about, this crystalline energy, is this that it's a different frequency from the other energies that we have been working with? You think that's it, that we're getting a different frequency? Because I'm really, everything I've been reading lately about is changing our frequency, you know, getting to a higher frequency.
Yes, because every dimension is in a higher realm. So every dimension requires a higher frequency for you to stay there. And when you go into alignment, it's very easy to stay there. But if you start thinking, oh, I've got to go do this because I've got to have this new Lexus because they just bought a new 250, whatever, then that's an upstream thought. But
right.
If you're thinking about what do I need in my life, do I need a new car, that's a different way to look at it. That's it. That's a downstream thought. That's easy. Okay, you just decide what you want, and then you let it come to you. You may have to take action steps, like go to a dealership and sign paperwork, but it's still being taken care of. You're not going against the flow. And, you know, I bought a car a couple of weeks ago, and it was a done deal in 3 hours. Now, usually I have taken up to 3 days to a week to do everything on a car, sign all the papers and have all the whatever they required. But that's how much, because I feel like because I was so much in alignment that day that everything just flowed very easy for me. It was the right time for me to go get a car, and everything just laid down into place. It was a done deal. I was out of there in 3 hours.
Well,
I
love
amazing.
That. That is
and
so
think
exciting.
That is a demonstration. Yes, and I think that's a demonstration of how easy the fifth dimensional energy is compared to when we were in the third dimensional energy. That's positive proof to me.
Well, okay.
And that's what
that's
I'm looking for.
That's positive proof to me, too, and I believe it, because when it's the time is right and the things are right and it does just flow. So do you think what's going to happen is, and I mean, I've had this in the past where I wanted something, I went for it, and it worked out, and it was great, and I'm like, wow, you know, that was a master demonstration, so to speak. But that doesn't happen all the time. Do you think now we're just going to see it happening more and more?
Yes. And it's not just here. Not just the light workers here. This is going to be global. That's what people are talking about when they say that the vibration of war and conflict is no longer here. It is leaving. That is part of the third dimension. It is not part of the fifth. And when we get fully locked into the fifth and get the percentage that they're telling us we need to have, then everybody will be able to experience it. Now, you know, it's your choice to go against the flow because you need to learn hard. Well, then that's how it is.
Right. Well, we want easy peasy, isn't that right? Wait a minute, I've lost Jackie. How did I do that? She's so powerful, I can't keep her on the line and call her back. That's funny.
Your call has been forwarded to it.
Hello?
Hello?
Right.
You lost her.
I know. I'm calling
message.
Right now.
When you have finished
Hello?
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. Let me try this one more time.
Kathy, hang on 1 second. I'm trying to get you off of the mic.
Okay.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off, press 4.
we go.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press
2
to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4. Your call has been forwarded.
Sorry, you're having trouble.
Your message has been sent.
Goodbye.
0 1 8 4 8 5 3 5 4 automatic voice message system. 9 0
Please record your message.
4 8 When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. Please record your message. When you have finished
Okay, now let me try it. I've got a new system here on our show, and it's different from what we've had in the past, so I got too many numbers going. All right, here we go. One more time. No. Thank you, Annie. You know, we're just
I'm on the backside trying to get them switched off, but they're just going in circles.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Doesn't sound like it's calling.
No. Okay, I'm going to cut it off one more time. She's calling us. Okay, here we go again.
We make sure she hasn't called again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9 0 1 8
Annie.
Well, I will keep trying to call her. Yeah, I will have her call in.
All right, that sounds good. Well, we were just having the best conversation. You have her number, 901-848-5354?
Yes. I'm going to have to hang up to call her. I'll be back.
Well, I don't know how that happened, but it's always interesting when we get to play like this on the show. Knowing that it is live, we have to adjust, and it's a wonderful computer that we get to adjust with, too. So hang in there, everyone. We're going to get Jackie back on in just a minute. Okay. Why it's taking so long. I don't know what's happened. But anyway, I want to tell everyone we're really happy to have you on the show today, and we're going to have this great show with Jackie. I've been reading a wonderful book called The Book of Love and Creation. And it really is talking about our vibration and how we have to come into that love vibration to really manifest and create the things that we want in life. I guess everyone knows that. I'm going to talk to somebody.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah?
He is going to try to call in.
Okay, I wonder what was going on. I was calling
her. She said
she
could hear us,
me.
But we couldn't hear her.
Right, yeah. I thought so. We had like 3 different lines open for her.
Okay, I think I just saw her. Here she is. Jackie?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello. I'm sorry we lost you, honey.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I think we're just so electric. It just blows up
well,
the circuit every now and then.
I know. Maybe I've said enough.
Never enough.
Well, I would like for you to talk to us about youthing, reversing the aging process on an energetic level. Because we talked about that the other night because I was talking about, you know, getting older and, you know, wishing that I could just, I don't know. I guess just be happy with the way I look, whatever way I'm looking at the time, you know, whatever year I'm in.
And that's true, but you still want to look your best. So that's a natural thing to want to do that. And Matt Kahn told us the other day that every time you blink, you're in a different dimension. That's pretty.
Really? How can you say that? What does he mean by that?
Well,
every time we blink, we're in a different dimension.
Wherever your focus is, or wherever your intention is, or if you're spaced out, whatever thing that you're drawn to, that when you space out, you know how that happens. So it's about the dimensions are so close together, and the energy is so high, and the veil is so thin that it's very easy to trip through dimensions. And I know that you know this because you think you've misplaced something, and you know where you left it, and you go back there, and it's not there, and you return later, and it's in the exact same spot. Well, yes. That's because wherever the spot was, that was the dimension it was in. And if you have lifted your vibration or dropped your vibration, then you would not necessarily be able to see it because those are different dimensions. So whatever you're thinking of, that's how easy it is to switch dimensions now. Used to, you had to, I don't know how other people did it, but I would have to meditate and really work at asking for my vibrational level to be upped. And then I would ask for it, I'd put a brace in there and I'd say, I am now working in this energy field. And then the next time I chose to change my energy, I would ask for it to be up. And then I would ask for a brace to be put in it, and I would declare, spoken word, that's where the power is, and I would declare that was the vibration or the energy field I was working in at that time. And, of course, you know, this is when everything's going your way and you're up and happy and nobody's triggered your buttons. You know how that works. So
yes.
As changing dimension, you change dimensions that fast. So, but about the using thing is whatever your intention is in the fifth dimension or in the higher vibrational energy, then that's what you're going to achieve. That's what you're putting your energy out. And once you put it, just like the law of attraction, once you put that energy out to be using, then that goes out and comes back to you. So you have more energy to be using in. And you can just be sitting at the stoplight and go, I am using, I am using, I am using, meaning I am getting younger, I am getting younger, I am getting younger, I am getting more vibrant, I am getting more vibrant, I am getting more vibrant. You got it?
I got it.
That's all you have to do is just keep repeating a mantra because you're setting your intention, that's your focus, and what you're sending out is going to come back to you. So if you want to be in using energy, then using energy is going to come back to you tenfold. And you have 10 times the amount of energy to use with. But when I studied under the Cunadera Stork Fuentes, she took us up on a mountain in Hot Springs on a super full moon, and it looked like, I swear it looked like the moon was two blocks away. It was so giant. And we walked in a counterclockwise circle, and we were chanting that we were using because it was that particular moon. I don't remember what time of the year it was. It was the harvest moon, I think. So, and that was in the 90s. So, you know, we every time we have a birthday, we talk about how, I've used some more. I'm getting younger all the time. And, you know, people are saying, 45 is now the new 45, you know. They'll start taking 10 years off. And that shows how, to me, that's validation that it's working, that we are able to use our bodies just like we are able to heal our bodies.
if we so choose. It's a choice.
Well, we're definitely living a lot longer than we used to. And I think that's a lot of it. Well, okay, so what is it that we do, again, one more time, to lower our vibration when we're going along life and blah, blah, blah? It is, again, all about resistance, right?
Yes. It's also about when you say, what happens, what makes you lower your vibration is when we start bullying ourselves, when we stop being loving with ourselves, when we start thinking, do you see how I did that? I could have done that so much better. Instead of saying something kind to our heart and to our body. Body, I want you to know I'm so proud of you, because when in the ice and the snow, we just walked very safely. We didn't slip. We didn't falter. We didn't fall. And I'm so proud of the way we did that. You are such a great body. I really appreciate being with you. And it's about being kinder to yourself. And that's the fastest way to get into lowering your vibration when you want it to be higher. Or thinking about, I wonder what happened to that little girl in the third grade that pulled my hair all the time. Well, you don't really want to know what happened to her. You really don't care, but you're still mad she was pulling your hair. So you can forgive yourself and move on. But that's how easy the thoughts can come in, and then we start playing with them instead of changing immediately into an uplifting song or looking at a beautiful painting or landscape or horizon, you know.
Wow, if everybody could do that all the time, just being aware that we are lowering our vibration by thinking something negative about ourselves, not loving ourselves, or about someone else. I mean, I could see that immediately. But again, that takes work, and we have to be aware. We have to be awake, called conscious, right?
Yes. And when you're paddling upstream, it's because usually for me anyway, it's when I am not being loving with myself. You see, when we got here, they told us that we were flawed. We had a hole in our heart. We had a black heart. All the things that you're told as a child, you need to get a handle on this because you've got a hole in your heart. You've got to fix it. So, you know, it's not about that. It's about loving who you are, honoring who you are, because you're a galactic being, and you have been created by the divine. Why would you talk mean to yourself? Why would you bully yourself when this is just a loving experiment, time to be here, unless we think that, I'm just not going to amount to anything unless I have a lot of struggle and strife in my life. Wrong. You already amount. Go ahead.
I know. All I can say is I don't know many people who've come into a family, maybe more so now than when we were young, where they told you, you know, talked to you like that and gave you unconditional love. You know?
Right.
Because of their low negative thoughts, they wanted to put that on us, which came from another generation from them, and on back and back. So it's all about us changing it ourselves. It's not going to come from someone we're out there. It's going to be us recognizing who we really are inside.
That's right. You know, why would a divine being create something, or how could a divine being create something that's not divine? So, you know, the most important thing to remember is that when you got here, you were not broken. And I heard a channel about autism and that
This woman said she had to work with parents of autistic children, and what could she do to help console them? And she was told that the most important thing is that this child came here perfectly the way he chose to come for what he has to learn. And why would you want to take that away from your child by insisting that he conform and learn and behave the way the rest of the world does, when most autistic people are here dealing with unconditional love or trying to teach the rest of us about unconditional love? You know?
Oh, I agree with you. Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that's part of resistance, Pam, when we think, oh, we got to fix this. Oh, this isn't right. Oh, this isn't good enough. All of that stuff is contrary to what we're really trying to do here. You know, we're really, society has told us that in order for us to succeed, we have to do this and this and this and have this much education, and we have to have a job that pays this much and all these things, when we're really here to work on the inside and to heal the parts of us that need to be shored up, or that we want to gain more wisdom in, or to polish our tools to a finer degree that we have to work with. And if you're always judging, and I understand that's different if you have a child that you think is broken, but really we need to honor what they came in as, because we don't know what they're trying to learn. I worked with a woman who had a morbidly disabled child, and the doctors told her that she just needed to let her starve to death because she was never going to be a viable, functioning thing. And she didn't have any muscle for some reason. Well, she was in a car wreck while she was being born, and it caused a brainstem injury. But all of that was in perfect order, because later when I was able to speak to her, you know, to her high self, she told me that all her lifetime she had been in her head and had done, you know, great works and been a scientist and made major breakthroughs, but she had never been able to open her heart. So this time she came in with no skills at all. She, you know, she couldn't see, she couldn't talk. As far as we know, she couldn't see, because she couldn't talk, we couldn't, you know, test her that way. And but she was very psychic. And she was very loving. And I know that what she was learning was to live in her heart. And what she was trying to teach some of the people around her was that there is no shame in being what you need to be for your highest and greatest good.
Well, I love that. And that is so true. That is so wonderful. And it's just us allowing that, you know, and not thinking there's something wrong, you know, that this is, it's all perfect.
It is. It is all perfect.
To experience just like us, you know. And boy, I tell you, we learn a lot from these children when we do have them in our lives, you know, to see what they've taken on themselves, you know, which to us doesn't look easy. And, why would someone want to take that, you know, all that on? But I do know that it's a higher calling for some reason. They're healing something. Well, we have got so many people on the line that are waiting to talk to you. Let's bring Kathy in from Maryland. Is that okay?
One of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Kathy. Hi.
How can we help you?
I was going to ask you about my health.
All right.
I'm having some health issues.
Okay, my gift doesn't allow me to see into you. You want to tell me what areas are affected?
The doctor thinks I might have rheumatoid arthritis, but I feel like I don't.
Okay.
I have arthritis in my hands, and my test came back with high inflammation in my body.
Well, it's probably high inflammation in the body is usually inflammation, and that could be from what you're thinking. That could be from what you're eating. This is what I've always heard about rheumatoid arthritis is that you're being rigid in your thinking on some level about something. But that the most important thing my belief system is that arthritis is anger to the bone. And the fact that you have it in your hands would be you're angry over small details or little things, you know, like, I don't know, instead of big things. Like if it's in your back, you know, then that would be more like a structural thing. But with it being your hands and your fingers, it's about little details, but it's also about feelings. So do you know what you're angry about?
No.
That's okay. People kept telling me that for years, and I kept saying, I'm sorry, that doesn't resonate with me, but please take it from me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, somebody did, so it was great, but it was anger stored up from past lifetimes.
Yeah, they would take it then. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I wasn't realizing that and wasn't releasing on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows pain in your body also shows that you're out of alignment, meaning alignment with the divine, that you're struggling upstream instead of flowing downstream the way the energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. But I've been on the spiritual journey working really hard for 3 years, so...
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that you are to the point where you're right at the brink of being able to go over the waterfalls and release the anger that over, you know, sometimes anger over small things could be you're angry because the gay rights movement isn't passing to your satisfaction or isn't being brought into alignment fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be that you don't like the fact that this woman that never gets her hair done checks you out at the grocery store every day. You know, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's all inconsequential, but it's very important that you start taking your focus off of that and focusing on your heart and how you feel and how good you are doing for yourself.
Right.
And in other words, you need to mind your business instead of other people's business.
Right.
Because minding my business is 24 hours, 7 days a week, and I don't have time to
mm-hmm.
do that for anybody else.
Mm.
Literally, I do not have time to
right.
mind somebody else's business.
Yeah.
Because I'm opening my heart and I am flowing and loving myself and loving my life and loving being on the planet right now at this time during this experiment. I think it's heavenly. I'm so glad I was chosen to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you made it too, Kathy.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm here too.
Yeah. So keep working on that, and start talking to your body and telling your little hands how much you love them and your little fingers and what a great job they do.
Okay, I'll do
and
that.
And I know that sometimes that feels doesn't feel authentic when you start it out, but it's because your emotional bank account is bankrupt. And the more able you are to talk to your body and communicate with it and ask it what it wants and ask, okay, what do I really want to do today or what do I want to accomplish today? And maybe it's to help somebody release some tension so that their head doesn't hurt anymore. Maybe it's that you want to be kinder to yourself every that day, and that every hour you're going to remember to tell yourself how much you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great job you're doing on all levels with all the things that are going on in your life. You know, it's just about giving yourself a little love feast.
Right.
Every day. And the more you do it, then that'll start, bank account will start coming out of the negative, although it just one time is not going to put it over into the black. You're still going to be in the red for a while. But when you finally reach point zero, and then you go into the black with things that happen as things are going on in your life, then that is when your intuition, your divine intuition, everything will kick in, and you will see how to flow with your life, and you'll be able to connect the dots better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too. Bless you.
Well, that was great. And, you know, everything you shared with Kathy, really everyone that's on the call, I know they're getting the message too, because this is a universal message that you're giving to her. So let's bring Anna in from Maryland. She's our second caller, another Maryland.
Good.
Hi, Anna.
Hi there.
Hi, Anna. How are you? How can we help you?
But, my question is about my job. I'm just wondering what you see around the situation that's going on and if it's going to get better.
Let me check that out. Let me douse that for you. It's going to get better, but not as fast as you want it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big learning curve at this time going on for you in the job area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are considering maybe career changing or looking to for a better position or whatever, but it's a big learning curve for the job that you have, and you can hang with it and it will improve, or you can go ahead and choose to let them learn what they need to learn if you think you don't need to learn that. You know, it's how does your gut tell you what's happening there?
I'm not happy. I was promoted in December and it just seems like nothing is really what I've been told, and things literally change every day down to where I'm sitting. I don't have an official desk. Makes it really hard for me. Just a lot of people kind of half telling me things, and then later I find out I was expected to do the whole thing. So I'm just feeling not very content there, and it's people that are on a higher level than me, so I don't feel like there's anyone I can really go to, and just very a lot of disorganization.
Which do you work with the masters or the angels?
Yes, I've been calling on my angels pretty much every morning. Especially, you know, I have a lot of driving time, so I try to, you know, ask for protection and guidance every day. But at the end of the day, I'm feeling really kind of run down and
drained.
drained and just not excited about this new position, which I thought I would be.
Okay.
My office is literally in a rolling bag, and some days I don't know where I'm going to be sitting. And
well, is that easy for you? Is it easy for you to be that flexible wherever I'm going to be in the perfect place right now? Wherever you want me to sit is fine. Or do you need more, do you need bigger boundaries?
I mean, I definitely need more space. I need a workspace, the type of work that I do. And they keep telling me different stories. I was first told my office just needed to be cleaned out, and then I was told it will be 3 weeks, and then I was told it would be 45 days. Now I'm being told go work at this other building, which doesn't really have space. So,
yes,
it's frustrating.
So, I see you are in a place to make some real important decisions in your life about what you are and are not willing to put up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, just decide, you know, with your gut or your heart, is this really important to me that I have my own space? Is it really important to me for me to have my own space to do the best job I can do? So you may just say, look, you can set the intention. You can ask your angels, I want to know the truth about what is happening here about my workspace. And then release it, launch it out to the universe or up to your angels, however you see it, and then start really paying attention so that when you're giving signs and tell your guidance that you want to recognize the signs that they're sending them, sending you and what it means so that you can help yourself make the best decisions you can make for what you need. And, you know, I wouldn't have a problem saying, look, I took this position because I wanted to do this, this, and this. But I have to have a committed workspace in order to do it to the level I need to do it at. And then if that works for them, then they'll do it. If that doesn't work for them, they'll tell you another story. So that then you can make your decision about, well, this company might be too flaky for me to be involved with.
Well, that's the impression I have right now, because it's not just the workspace, but it's, like I said, people telling me only a portion of the expectation, and then later I'm getting yelled at because of things I wasn't told entirely. And one of my
bosses also asked for true communication or pure communication between you and all of the people in the office or company or job, however you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So that when something happens, then you won't have to try to figure it out. You will understand it immediately.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for calling.
I tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, she needs to know what's going on, you know, with her situation and get out of the dark. Okay, we got another caller here. We have Ivatar is here. Let me get her online.
Hi, Ivatar. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Jackie? Hi, Pam.
Hi.
I am doing great. Wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
I've been having some water retention in my thighs all the way down to my knees. And I wanted you to take a look there.
Well, welcome to the real world. I know a lot of people that are having that experience right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it makes us happy, but, you know, it's happening. So my whole body was swollen Thursday and Friday and Saturday. It started releasing.
Mm.
So it wasn't painful. It was just noticeable. So So,
right.
One of the things, that's part of the energy going on. I don't know why. I don't know what it's trying to affect. But, so I just want you to know that's normal. As if anything we do is normal. So, I mean, you know, talking about me and you and Pam and Annie. Okay, is it talking? Okay, can we work on the inventory? Okay. Okay, it's taking out non-beneficial energy for you now.
Okay.
I'm using a dowsing tool called a bobber to work with changing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I check every week to see who Pam's going to have on the show.
I know you do. You're real loyal. How's the situation where you live? Is that good? Better?
A little bit. And some things revved up, some things revved a little downwards. So... but I've been dealing with it, though.
Okay, I use the dowsing bobber asking for your body to release the fluids that no longer need.
Okay.
With ease and comfort.
Okay.
Yeah, please. It's still working on you.
Okay.
It's filling you now. You know, the I learned this technique through the Ozark Research Institute's School of Thought, and there's one coming up in April, the 10th through the 13th. And
you mean the dowsing technique?
Well, that is going to be one of the... There's two programs on dowsing specifically related to dowsing, and that will be Gladys McCoy and Vernell Boyd will teach dowsing, and then this lady's name is Iverson, and she's going to teach us how to douse and keeping and connecting the head and the heart. And this is coming up, will be in Springdale, Arkansas, and it's the 10th through the 13th. And John Twohawks will also, he's a featured speaker, he'll be there, and he'll be playing the flute. And he's a Lakota Native American. And also Cindy Green, who is a channel for people from the other side. And she tapes down her eyelids and puts on a mask and then wraps a scarf around her head. And then she has you write down some questions you have for people on the other side. And then she gives you the message. So she's a wonderful intuitive, and she's really helped a lot of people find a lot of relief with their loved ones on the other side. So those are just three of them. I know there's going to be a feng shui course, and the whole thing, the 4 days, is $270. If you have three people sign up together, then it's reduced to $208, which is like a whole day free. So it's very reasonable, and the power there, the energy there is unbelievable. And the healing techniques that go on are just miraculous. So we invite you to come to Springdale to the Holiday Inn for the – that's still working on you, Editor. So call – the phone number is 479-595-9197, Ozark Research Institute .org. So call us and come play with us because we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Okay, Avatar, you're done. You're cooked. You're
okay.
Finished. All right,
okay,
I love you.
Thank you. Love
bye
you
bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye. Well, Jackie, let's tell everyone, give them your contact information. Would you like to tell them how to get in touch with you if someone would like to call you after the show?
Yes. Yes, please call. It's 901-848-534.
Okay.
And,
901. Yes.
838-5354.
Okay. We still
go ahead.
I've got one more person I want to try to get on before we close, but go ahead. What did you want to share?
Nothing. It was an upstream thought. I realized that, and I'm working on being downstream, so
okay.
I'm not sharing. It was perfect not to share it.
All right. Well, good. Okay, now our next caller is Anna Marie, and she's from Nice, France. Let's bring her in. Hello?
Hi,
hello,
Jackie and Pam. Hi. Great show. I'm really enjoying it. Jackie, I wonder if what thoughts you have concerning my, I'm committed to doing a third eye meditation every day, and I'm just getting to the point where I'm getting past all the chatter going on, and sometimes I have some brief moments of clarity. But, you know, I was wondering, I would love to hear messages or symbols or visions or you know something from my guides once I get to that place, or am I hoping for too much?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
That will come, but you also, have you asked them to give you messages or show you signs, let you know that they're there?
Yes, I have asked, but
okay.
You know.
Does it scare you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I would love to have it. I would love to have these messages. I just wondered if I was doing something wrong.
I'm not asking you, would you love it? I'm asking you, do you have any resistance to it? Because
I don't think so.
Yeah, 40 years ago when I woke up, my girlfriend and I woke up at the same time, we were in the same spiritual movement, and she kept saying, I keep telling my angels I want them to touch me. I keep telling my angels I want them to touch me. And I said, well, what are you going to do when they touch you? And she goes, I'll jump. I said, then that's why they're not touching you. until she just kept saying, you have to touch me. I have to be touched. I have to feel you. And so
mm-hmm.
they did, and sure enough, she jumped two rooms away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. Well, I guess I'll think about that then.
Yeah, because she was asking for it, but she still feared it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
okay.
not going to do anything to put you in fear. They want you in
okay.
love. Okay?
Okay.
And also, this is how it was explained to me a long time ago, is that my angels are like higher up on the ladder than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So they can help guide me where I want to go, but they're not ever going to tell me where to go. I can
mm-hmm.
ask them, by dowsing, I can ask them, is it in my highest and best interest to do this? And then
mm-hmm.
I will get a yes or a no. And
mm-hmm.
If I get a no, then I start asking questions. Well, is that because the timing isn't right, or is that because that's not an area I need to go in? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just asking for more clarity. So,
okay.
But you have to make sure. And another friend of mine told me recently, she said, I want to see them. And I said, well, when you see them, what do you think is going to happen? And she goes, I don't know. I said, well, that's what's not happening. You have
mm-hmm.
to be totally relaxed. You have
okay.
to trust yourself and
okay.
know that the more that you're able to meditate, the more non-beneficial energies and concepts and stuff like that that you have in your realm will be leaving.
And oh, that's wonderful.
What you're asking for, because the energy is changing and going to be so much higher, then those
mm-hmm.
things will be very easily attained.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Fabulous.
And good luck.
Thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Jackie. Bye-bye.
And listen, there's nothing better than talking to angels and ascended masters, and I get to do it all the time. And I
mm-hmm.
always get it just through my intuitive gift. But since
uh-huh.
I've been at Fayetteville, I've been able to see more.
Uh-huh.
And I can see the ascended masters when they come. We did a healing the other night, and Kuan Yin jumped into the room like a freight train. And
wow.
I jumped out of my chair, and I went, Kuan Yin is here. And she came to give a special dispensation to the person we were working on, because the person we were working on had just been able to forgive themselves. And bam,
wow.
put in like a freight train and gave her, you know, a special dispensation, which means she erased whatever it was that was causing that woman's problems in her life.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's
so
wonderful.
And you can do
okay.
that. You have to keep asking and you have to keep talking to them. And
okay.
they will show themselves to you.
Okay.
I don't see them all the time, but when I do, it is divine.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you so much, Jackie.
I'm holding the intention, Anna Marie, for you to have the same experience, but I don't want it to take you as long as it took me. But the energy is totally different now, so it won't. But I'm
okay.
holding that intention with you for that to happen for you and with you.
Thank you. Bless
yes,
you, Jackie.
I love you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, all right. That was great. I love what you shared with her. And, you know, we do want to get in touch with our angels. In my meditations, you know, for so long, I'm talking to my angels, and I'm going, was anything happening? Are they really there? And when I really started asking them to show up for me, I would ask for things and give me a sign, let me know you're there, you know. And at the end of the day, I would lay down, and I would hear a voice say, okay, remember when you asked for that? Yeah, it showed up today. When you asked for that, it showed up that way. And it does. It just, you know, you just got to do
yeah.
it and let go of it and be clueless. I think you kind of really not want it. If you want it so much, you thought resistance. So if you can just ask and let go and just know it will happen in divine time, too.
Well, and I know a channeler, and the other day she was channeling, and the group working with her said, you know, she never asks us any questions. We have to wait until we take questions and somebody in the audience asks us a question about the vessel. They call her the vessel because she never asks us anything. And I realized that a lot of times I don't ask because I'm so, I don't want to use the word overwhelmed, but it's that vibration of a thing, being in their presence and honoring them with such great reverence. But also they've given me a flack about, you're too serious. And, of course, I've pitched a hissy fit and said, I'm not serious. What do you mean I'm serious? And they just okay, throw your little hissy fit. We're telling you, you're too serious. And so when I started loosening up, because it's serious business to me what I'm doing. And when I started loosening up, they started showing up in blue jeans and chambray shirts. And always before, they had come in robes and stuff, you know, very austere and everything. But
right.
They don't really want to be that way. They want us to realize we are one and we can play together all the time. And that's what they want. And I'm ready.
Me too. Well, okay. Well, that has been a wonderful show this evening. And I want to thank everyone that called in. We appreciate you calling in. Please call again next Monday at 4:30. That's Pacific Standard Coast time, and 6:30 Central Standard Time. Closing now, Jackie, is there anything else you want to say? Gosh, it's been a great show. I want to thank you for your words of wisdom.
I just want everybody to please, at least once a day, say something nice to themselves or about themselves. And that
okay.
will help tip the 10%. That'll help fill the 10% faster. Just please love yourself.
It's all about
you are
that's
divine,
what it is.
You're a divine, multidimensional being. Why not love yourself? And it's a great time to be on the planet. Yes.
Yay. Okay. Annie, did you have something to say?
Well, as always, Jackie, you're fabulous, and you do always share awesome information, and you share it so we can understand it, and that's what I love the most. And I definitely need to spend more time loving myself, so I am going to work on that, too, every day.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for that commitment.
I'm going to get that 10% up.
Yay!
Go forward.
Thank you, honey.
All right, I love you guys. It was awesome.
Love you.
Everyone,
thank
have
you.
A great week.
Right.